Good morning. We are continuing our topic of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara, and our situation is as follows. If we have somebody who's selling an item or renting out an item, and we have a person number one, it could be a purchaser number one or a renter number one, and they reach agreement together, so the seller, we'll just assume we're selling an item, the seller and the purchaser, and they agree on a price. And then purchaser number two approaches the seller and says, I'd like to buy the item as well. Purchaser number two is violating the prohibition of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara. And today we're going to have two different questions relating to sellers as well. The first one is, how about if it's not purchaser number two that went to the seller, but it was the seller that went to purchaser number two? We actually touched on this last time. We'll just give the bottom line and move forward to the second question. So in this instance, I'm taking the Sma a little bit out of context, but we'll do that nonetheless because it assists in giving us an answer. He says as follows, in a somewhat similar situation, the seller. He's a non-Jew in that situation, but it doesn't really matter. That is the person that came to the second purchaser. So it's the seller that came to the second purchaser, not the second purchaser that went to the seller. And it wasn't accordingly the second purchaser who was trying to convince the seller to sell to him, but it was the seller that was trying to convince the second purchaser to buy it. He wanted to sell it to the second one instead of the first one. And in this situation, the Sma, based on that Sma situation, there would not be a prohibition. The prohibition is when the second purchaser goes and wants to engage the seller and wants to do the business, take the business away from purchaser number one. But when we have the seller going to purchaser number two instead, then there will not be a violation of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara, at least by purchaser number two. And now we're going to get to a related question. And that is, we've been talking about when we have a seller, we have purchaser number one, and purchaser number two goes and tries to take away the deal from purchaser number one, and whether he knew about it or not, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it doesn't matter. That is a problem. That is a violation of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara. But how about if the situation is as follows? We have a seller, and we have a purchaser. And instead of purchaser number two trying to purchase the item from the seller, we have seller number two trying to sell that same item to the purchaser. There's only one purchaser. Purchaser number one is the purchaser. Purchaser number one, purchaser, was just a purchaser, is dealing with the seller. And let's assume they've reached agreement on price to buy X, Y, Z. And now we have seller number two approaches the purchaser and says, why don't you just buy it from me? Could be at a discount even. So the Pisrei Choshen tells us, based on a Tosfos as follows, Nira Shagam HaMehafech Limkor. It appears that the same thing would apply, that we, if we have somebody who was trying to sell, so we have the second seller, and he's going after the purchaser of the first seller, Ba'acher V'hiktim Likor L'konezeh. So we have a seller, and seller number two comes and steals a purchaser, not necessarily that he knew about there was seller number one, but seller number two came and did the deal with the purchaser. Apparently, seller number two would be Nikra Russia, would be considered a Russia, because the bottom line is, it was a deal that was being done, and whether he knew about it or not, seller number two has now taken that deal, he's done the business with the purchaser, and he hurt seller number one. He hurt seller number one, took away his deal, and accordingly we would say seller number two is Nikra Russia. Have a wonderful day.